Extreme heat waves starting to roll across Australia, parts of Western Australia and Northern Territory are already experiencing severe and extreme temperatures, with the area of Marble Bar in WA forecast to hit 49 degrees later today. The heat is forecast to spread east from this afternoon. In Victoria, the state's northwest is on track to beat the record for the most consecutive days over 40 in December. Authorities have issued fresh warnings for people to take care in the water after a number of drownings. Yesterday afternoon, a man drowned while diving at Cape Shank in Victoria on the Mornington Peninsula. It follows the deaths of a father and son on Christmas Eve who drowned at Phillip Island, also in Victoria. The 45-year-old and his two sons were thought to have been swimming off an unpatrolled part of the coastline. The 12-year-old boy was pulled to safety. And in New South Wales, a Korean national on a student visa drowned while snorkelling at Lake Conjola. 50-year-old woman's in a critical condition after being repeatedly shot in the head with a nail gun in Sydney's west. Police found the injured woman at a house at Bonnyrigg Heights overnight. A 20-year-old man has been arrested. The Indonesian government says it will install new tsunami warning systems next year after existing technology failed to predict that tsunami that devastated parts of Java and Sumatra on Saturday. Spokesman says the new mechanism would be able to detect undersea landslides. At least 429 people were killed, with at least 150 still missing after a giant wave triggered by a volcano swept through the region.